4 major talks, yours on Screwtape Letters, Dennis Beats on Paralandra Don King, on Preface to Paradise Lost, and me on The Great Divorce.
Thanks for joining me for another All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm your host and the creator of the show, William O'Flaherty. On the program today, I have a returning guest. His name is Dr. Hal Poe. You may recall he was on the program not long ago talking about a newly discovered recording by C.S. Lewis that will make its debut in England the summer of 2016 during a week-long event. He's back to tell about another event, this one in the U.S. that happens each year. It's called an Inklings Weekend in Montreat. Welcome back to All About Jack, Hal.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Well, now, before I pitch the first question, allow me to start out by noting for our listeners that this weekend event is one which happens every year. Thus, if you are listening to this after the current one has occurred, which is the first weekend in April 2016, you will still want to listen. That's because you can find out what the weekends are like in general and also learn how to find out about the latest event and other information that the Inklings Fellowship also sponsors. Well, now let's begin by asking you the practical details regarding this event, the exact dates, precise location, and who the main speakers are.
The Inklings Weekend this year is Friday evening, April the 1st, through Sunday noon, April the 3rd. Our location is Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, just outside Asheville, high in the Smoky Mountains. And we've got a great lineup of speakers addressing our theme, The Devil in C.S. Lewis. Speakers include Don King, Dennis Beats, me, and our special guest, you.
Me, that's right. I did fail to give a disclaimer at the start of the show that I am one of the speakers, so I won't have you tell the listeners about me. Instead, how about reminding faithful listeners to my show who are familiar with Dr. Don King, who he is, along with some details about Dennis Beats.
Don King is one of the leading Lewis scholars in the world. He has particularly made a name for himself in working on the poetry of C.S. Lewis and has done the definitive treatment of Lewis's poetry. But he's also written a number of essays that have been published in various journals and collected in an edited volume. But besides Lewis, he's done major work on Joy, Lewis's wife, and on Ruth Pitter, who was Lewis's love interest in the mid-1940s to mid-1950s. And he's done important work on her poetry. She was a major poet of the 20th century. And Don, for many years, edited the Christian Scholars Review, and he teaches at Montreat College in the English department, where he also served as dean for a number of years. Dennis Beats is a co-founder of the Memphis C.S. Lewis Society, which has been an ongoing organization for over 20 years. He's a graduate of Memphis Theological Seminary and a popular lecturer on C.S. Lewis. He's a number of articles on Lewis and Tolkien. And we used Dennis at our Inklings Week in Oxford in 2013. And he's spoken for us several times in Montreat at our Inklings Weekend. I suppose I should say a bit about me. I'm the Charles Colson Professor of Faith and Culture at Union University. Have written a number of books that deal with the way the Christian faith intersects culture. And I just noticed a few years ago that I had devoted a significant section in over 15 books on Lewis himself. So Lewis has informed my work over the years. I've done two books that deal with Lewis. C.S. Lewis Remembered, which is an edited volume of essays by former students of Lewis that explore what Lewis's influence was in his chosen vocation, that is, within the academy. And then another little book with Zondervan Press a few years ago, The Inklings of Oxford. But William, your listeners know who you are, but tell us a little bit about this exciting book that's coming up to be published very shortly, and really is the occasion for us settling on our theme this year and a decision to invite you as our lead speaker. Tell us about C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for that setup there. Yes, I am very honored to be with you guys for this event, and that my first book here coming out. It looks at the Screwtape Letters, or it looks at, is maybe unfair to say, I'm calling it, or the subtitle is A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. There have been several study guides that exist out there that are quite well to springboard you into gaining even more from the Screwtape Letters. It's meant to be humorous, but yet there are so many great truths. And immediately, I enjoyed it. It was one of the first three books from Lewis that I did read, and it has remained my favorites. And what I wanted to do with this was not just do a study guide, but also supply suggested answers, which I think one or two I've seen out there do that. But beyond that, I do what I originally was calling like a topical index. It's sort of more like a glossary, because a topical index is usually just, I guess, a list of words, but it's somewhat like an encyclopedic entry. The Screwtape Letters is obviously not a very big book. There are running themes, however, throughout it. And so what I do in this major first part is to collect those and weave a thread of when those topics are mentioned in the various letters. And so I think this can be very helpful to see. I know when I began doing this, I was really amazed and really benefit a lot more. So that's the first major section. And the second is that study guide, and it is a very flexible study guide. I don't believe anyone else has done it this way, and that is I have it set up for small groups as well as for individuals. I first set it up as, for a shorter study where that's five questions, and then five additional questions for a group to do as well as that first five. And so, an individual obviously could do both sections, but it's meant to be flexible to either do a simple study or a longer study of each of the individual letters, as well as Screwtape Proposes a Toast, the essay that came out many years later. Not many of the study guides actually deal with that. Then beyond that, I do some summaries of the letters, a short sentence or less, as well as a longer one to help when you want to reflect on. And then various appendices where I introduce Lewis for those who may not be too familiar with him. I also do an introduction to the Screwtape Letters, a collection of facts. And then one of the appendices I'm very pleased with doing is, or there's a major theme that runs through that's mentioned in one of the letters about the devil's best work is not putting things in people's minds, but keeping things out. And so I have an appendix that introduces that section and then list it for you to go back in and then see that. And I know my eyes were kind of open even more about how the enemy really tries to, as John 10:10 says, to steal, kill, and destroy. So that's kind of a grand overview of how I do my book. And for individuals who still want to maybe get a free sample of it, even after the book has come out, I do have a nearly 20-page free sample that shares a lot from it to give you a taste of what it's like. Let's go back into the actual event here. Kicks off Friday evening, April 1st, as you mentioned, and ends around noon on Sunday, the 3rd. Could you provide some specific details about the theme and the schedule as well?
Well, we took the theme on the occasion of the publication of your book, and it'll be fresh on the market when we gather. So we took the theme, The Devil in C.S. Lewis, and I was interested in the context in which Lewis wrote the Screwtape Letters. When he wrote the Screwtape Letters for a popular church magazine, he was actually working on a rather heavy scholarly work, study of Paradise Lost, which he entitled A Preface to Paradise Lost. And it became really at the time the most important work on Paradise Lost. Paradise Lost had fallen out of favor among English professors, really wasn't studied or examined much. And Lewis put it back on the agenda. And today, years later, almost 75 years after he wrote it, anyone trying to deal with Paradise Lost in a scholarly way has to go back to Lewis's work at the beginning of World War II. So we've asked Don King to do a talk on A Preface to Paradise Lost, which explores Milton's poetic vision of the temptation of Adam and Eve by Satan. And then in the same context that Screwtape Letters was overflow from Lewis's academic work, two other books came in quick fashion out of that same overflow. One is Paralandra, which is his second science fiction novel, in which he explores the idea, what if Adam and Eve had not succumbed to the temptation of Satan? And so it's what Lewis called a supposal. We've asked Dennis Beetz to explore Paralandra because this is a favorite novel of his. He's done a lot of work on it, and he jumped at the chance. I'm excited about what he's going to do with Paralandra. For many people, this is their favorite Lewis novel. And then third book that came as overflow from examining the whole idea of the Christian experience, or really the human experience of temptation, was his supposal of what if you could take a day trip from hell to heaven. And so The Great Divorce is that supposal, and I'll be treating The Great Divorce. So we'll have four major talks, yours on Screwtape Letters, Dennis Beetz on Paralandra, Don King on Preface to Paradise Lost, and me on The Great Divorce.
Well, now, I knew generally what was going to be occurring here, but not the specifics there. So it's very interesting to know. I didn't know you were going to treat The Great Divorce. That should be very interesting. And actually, the Preface to Paradise Lost, though, of course, I own a copy, I have not read it and have not really looked at that area from Lewis. And of the three science fiction books, though I know the Paralandra is often, you know, the one that people might focus on, per se, that is the one actually I'm least familiar with. So I will be very interested in hearing that as well as the other talks.
Well, I'm excited by the theme. I think we've got a tight theme, and it explores something that is important for people. I think I need to emphasize that the Inklings Weekend is not a conference. It's a retreat. And so we are specifically interested in dealing with the spiritual dimension of life, but we do it from many different directions. And so there is content to what we do, but it's toward an end. And in on this one, it's how we deal with temptation. And you know, the Lewis wrote in a letter to his brother Warney a particularly dull sermon he had had to endure at his local church. This was at the beginning of World War II. Warney was off in France, I believe, by that time with the British Expeditionary Force. And Lewis's mind had wandered in the worship service, and he had the idea of a junior devil getting advice from a senior devil. And that was the genesis of the Screwtape Letters. But it goes back to what he was turning over in his mind, wrestling with this great epic poem, Preface to Paradise Lost. And it's a poem he began reading when he was a teenager, when he was in 1914. He writes to his friend Arthur Greaves about Paradise Lost, and he quotes from it in several letters. So it's something he had carried with him since before his time at Oxford, and yet there's a sense in which he had forgotten it. He had it was in the back of his mind, but it wasn't until the Second World War started and Charles Williams moved up to Oxford that Lewis heard Williams give a lecture on Paradise Lost. And Lewis said, by golly, I'm going to work on Paradise Lost. And he did. And we have these four great books that have come out of that that experience.
Well, now, for those who are wanting to learn more about the Inklings Weekend in Montreat, How can they learn more information online, especially?
Yes, our website is www.inklingsfellowship.org. And if you go to that website, you'll find a box to click on for information about the Inklings weekend. And there's a registration form you can download. There's a list of area motels and B&Bs and inns available there. You'll also find my phone number and my email address if you want to contact with me with specific questions. And we draw a wide range of ages and backgrounds of folks. But if you're interested in Lewis, you'll find people that are like-minded and a group where you will be nourished and nurtured for the weekend.
And actually, last time was the first time in 2015 that I had the opportunity to attend, and I definitely felt that. It was a very good community of people. It was not overly big, but yet it was not overly small. It was a good medium balance. Of course, we want as many people to register. I guess maybe if three times as many register for this one, we'll find another location within Montreat or something, but we'll accommodate whatever it is, right?
Yes, they actually have two chapels at Montreat College, and we have been using the smaller one, but the larger one is available to us. So, but the aesthetics are important. These old stone buildings, it's like meeting in Rivendell in the Misty Mountains, and the Smokies that time of year are just gorgeous, and we keep the afternoon free for people to hike the mountains, ride the Blue Ridge Parkway, visit the artist galleries and shops in Black Mountain, perhaps go over to the Biltmore Estate, America's great chateau palace. There's lots to do and good company to do it with, wonderful restaurants there in Black Mountain to eat. Black Mountain is just a mile away. And then Saturday evening, we have a big banquet in the Great Hall. And if you can imagine an Oxford dining hall with wooden beam ceilings and stone walls, it's the ethos that you would certainly hope to have with a group that's looking at Lewis and Tolkien and their friends.
This event is sponsored by the Inklings Fellowship and with support from Montreat College and Union University. Why don't you take a few minutes to tell about each?
Montreat and Union are both Christian colleges. Montreat in the Presbyterian tradition, Union in the Baptist tradition. And we're interested, both schools are interested in providing intentionally Christian education to their students. And so the whole issue of how do you think as a Christian, how do you approach the different disciplines of the academy, but most important, all of that is geared to you. How do you live your life as a Christian, make decisions, and be successful in life following Christ? And so both schools are devoted to that. So there's a sympathy between the two, and that's one reason that Don and I teamed up years ago to put on these retreats.
Well, now, we've done an entire podcast about the following, but those listening to this in time to maybe join in, there is an Inklings Week in Oxford. What essential information can you share? And then I'll have a link in the show notes for people to listen to the other entire show, along with a direct link to the place online so a person can get complete details.
We have a triennial conference in Oxford. It's coming up this summer, July the 17th through the 22nd. We'll meet at St. Aldate's Church, which is right next to Pembroke College, where J.R.R. Tolkien was a member when he was writing The Hobbit and most of The Lord of the Rings. We begin Sunday night with worship, and we have morning sessions every day from 9 till about 12:30, and that goes Monday through Friday, and we conclude Friday evening with a closing worship service. We keep the afternoons and the evenings free of programming, but not free of things to do. We've got a great lineup of activities in and around Oxford and in the nearby vicinity. So Stratford is just an hour away. The Cotswolds can be reached by bus. Blenheim Palace, where the Marlborough family, the Dukes of Marlborough, of which Winston Churchill was a member, is just 10 miles away, can be reached by city bus. And so all the area that was the context in which the Inklings produced all of their work, had their conversations, and were stimulated in their imaginations, is available to us, and we explore it all. This summer, our theme is taken from Lewis's great study of the medieval worldview and how that worldview collapsed. It's entitled The Discarded Image, but we'll be examining the collapse of culture globally in the 20th century. So the discarded image, living as Christians through the global collapse of culture. We'll look at it from several different perspectives. Philip Jenkins, great historian, will be with us. Walter Hooper, the great editor of Lewis's works, will be with us. Michael Ward, Colin Duryea, Holly Ordway, Don King. The list goes on and on. And it's an exciting week. And again, it's a fun week of just enjoying people around the context of the Inklings.
Oh, excellent. And we do encourage people to check out the other show with a direct link in the show notes. And then if it's already passed, then it's something to look forward to the next time around. Let's see, before I let you go, Hal, let's close by having you, you know, share, wrap up some final thoughts about those unsure about coming to the April event in 2016. What can you say to help them maybe to make that final step to decide to come to the Inklings weekend in Montreat?
Well, let me just say that it's not exorbitantly expensive. Because all of our work is done by volunteers, we don't have a paid staff, we're able to keep our expenses low. So the registration fee is only $75. That includes the banquet on Saturday night. And I just hope folks will think about the importance of retreat. We find that Jesus took his disciples on retreat. They withdrew from the crowds a number of times. And it's something that Christians in this country used to do regularly. But we're very busy now, and we don't tend to our own personal spiritual renewal the way we once did as Christians. So I hope people consider it, doing something perhaps they've never done before.
Yes, I definitely encourage people to do that. As I mentioned earlier, I only had the opportunity last year to go, and I'd heard about it, wasn't too sure. One time I was almost going to come, but some things changed. I wasn't able to come, but it's definitely a great event if you can make it out to Montreat, North Carolina. It's not that far from Asheville if people are kind of wanting some further references to where it is geographically. So it's a great event to attend, whether it be this year or another year, definitely to consider that. Well, Hal, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, William. Appreciate you doing this.
I'm William O'Flaherty, and this is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. Thank you for listening to the show. Be sure to check the show notes for links mentioned in the program, especially if you're hearing this with enough time to make it to the Inklings Retreat in North Carolina. You can find the show notes either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast files are directly hosted. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. If you go to the other location, essentialcslewis.com, you can still get to this podcast. Plus, over there, I have a variety of articles. That includes a series examining questionable quotes credited to C.S. Lewis. Are they really by him? Find out by reading those posts. I hope you enjoyed today's show enough to want to share it. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online and consider listening to other shows. At the time this podcast is released, I had just finished sharing a two-part show recapping the new episodes from 2015. It's a great way to learn about the variety of interviews I've done and other special shows. One of those special types of shows is an occasional series I do called an essay chat. That's where I have a guest discuss with me a single essay from Lewis. Be sure to browse my past programs for that. Again, you can hear those podcasts by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. And if you're into iTunes, I have a link in the show notes how you can get the program through iTunes. Also, as you heard, I have a book coming out in March 2016. It's called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. You can learn more about it by visiting screwtapecompanion.com. That's where you can get a free 20-page PDF sample of the book and also pre-order it. Again, that's screwtapecompanion.com. Finally, if you have questions or comments, email them to info@essentialcslewis.com. Again, that's info@essentialcslewis.com.